Okay, we're now 12 lines from the top, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, Pesach Sanhedrin, continuing with the Perek Chelek Agadatos. We're discussing Bilam. The Gemara is now going to darsh and expound on the words of Bilam. Ve'arasa keni ve'isam ashalo, and he saw the keni, and he said his mashal, he said his parable. Amar lo Bilam liYisro. Bilam said to Yisro, who's called the keni, keni. Lo Yisa Imana Bosa Itza, weren't you part of our plan that when Paro decreed to throw the children into the sea, you're with us? Miho Chivcha Itzalai Sunei Olam, who placed you among the strong ones in the world? Had you reached the level that your children can become members of the Sanhedrin? So first of all, the Machse Ephraim says, wait a second, was Yisrael part of the plan? We're going to see in a minute that he actually was opposed to the plan to kill the children. The Machzeh Ephraim, though, says that Yisro was originally part of the plan, but he changed his mind, actually. And so that's why he was punished. The Gemara then tells the story, and it says, V'hayim d'amar v'chiyah b'rabam rav simoi. Shlosha hayu be osa etza. Three people had the same were around at the time when Paro was given the same advice about throwing the children, the Hebrew children, into the Nile River. Elu heid. These are they: Bilam, Iov, v'Yisro. Bilam, Iov, and Yisro. Bilam shiatz nero. Bilam, who gave the advice, was killed in the end. Iov sheshasak. Iov, who was silent, nidom biyisurim, he suffered. As we find in Sefer Iyov, Yisro Shebarach and Yisro fled. Zachu b'nei banav leshebish hagazis. His descendants merited to sit in the Sanhedrin, in the special chamber called Lishkas Hagazis in the Beis Hamikdash area, and in this chamber where the Sanhedrin. Shnemar mishpachos sofrim, and the families of the scribes. Yoshev Yavetz Tirosim Shimosim Suchosim Heima Hakinim. So mentioned the kinim among the mishpachot ha-sofrim, those who are the Sanhedrin, and the kinim, who are they? So the kinim are those who descended from Yisro. Now what's interesting is, first of all, in Sefer Iyov, there's no indication that Iyov was punished, suffered his misfortune as a result of a punishment. There it just seems that the Satan says to God, oh yeah, well, Eo still praise God, and still have faith in God after he loses everything. It doesn't seem like he was punished for something, but our Gemara undermines the simple understanding of the Eo story. So why is Eo punished? He was just silent. The Venyo Yada explains that Eo was punished because he could have challenged Bilam, and then Yisro could have joined and annulled the decree. Could have been 2-1. Eo was too afraid. Once Eo was silent, so then the implication was shtika kol da, as if he agreed, and therefore Yisro had no alternative, so he fled. The Gemara continues and says, "V'yisa mishalo v'yomar, oy miyichya misumokel." Bilam said, "Woe, someone who lives misumokel." What does that mean? So the next line is actually censored in some Gemaras. The reason why it was probably censored is that Reish Lakish says, "Oy mi shemechay atzmo b'shem kel." Well, it's for someone who makes himself a god. The Hagos v'tzionim in my Gemara says that This was deleted because of the censor, which may indicate that there may have been certain Christological explanations, interpretations here. That's how they may have interpreted. That's the way the Christians interpret it. So they want to delete this line. The Rashi, when he understands this line, says, "Oy mi." Apparently, he had this line. "Oy mi shem mechaya atzmo b'shem kel." Osa atzma lokai, makes himself into a god, and then they have three words, kamo paro v'chiram, like paro and chiram. Apparently, again, these three words were added And they weren't in earlier versions. Probably could be because the earlier versions just simply said, someone makes up like a god, probably referring to Jesus. And then in order to change it, the meaning, I guess, because of the censor, they added that. And probably other Gemaras, you have probably even deleted that line completely. In any case, if you read this line of Reish Lakish, another explanation according to Rashi is Oy Mishi Mi Yechye Atmum. Woe to someone who lives himself, lives his life and enjoys in this world and throws away the yoke of Torah and are only interested in living a materialistic lifestyle and not thinking about God. So woe to this person, Misumokel, when God exacts punishment, when God rewards those who deserve to be rewarded and punishes those who deserve to be punished. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, another explanation for this, Oy Michya Misumokel, Oy La Le'uma, woe to the nation, Shetimatze Bishah, Shekharis Baruch Osepin Labanav. The nation that will be found when God wants to redeem his children. Mi matil ksuso, who places, he's giving now a mashal, a parable to this. Mi matil ksuso, who's going to place his garment bein lavi lelaviya b'shoshin yizkakim imzeh, between a lion and a lioness when they are about to mate. Why would you do that? You're putting yourself in danger if you intervene. So also, woe to a nation that tries to cause suffering to the Bnei Israel when they have in Galus, or tries to, when Hashem wants to redeem them. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Vitzim miyad kitim." Tzim are large boats, and tzim apparently are coming from kitim. Rav libon aspir. It's a place called libon aspir, and there is an opinion in Rashi that Kitim referred to Romium from Rome. It's the pasuk continues and says, "V'inu Ashur, v'inu Aver." They're going to oppress Ashur and Aver. Ad Ashur katle miktal, until Ashur. So they're going to come from the islands. They come in boats from the islands. They come in boats from Kitim, and until they reach Ashur, they're going to just kill mikan ve'elach. Once they reach Ashur, mishab deshibud, and they're just going to enslave the other nations, but they won't kill them. And Bilam continues, and he says, "Hini holech la'mi l'chol yatzcha asher yase omazel la'amcha." So behold, I'm leaving to my nation. Go, and I will advise you that which this nation will do to your people. Really, Bilam gave the opposite advice. He really wanted to tell Balak how, what they can do to give them advice, how they can cause suffering to the Bnei Yisrael. So why is he saying, "I'm going to give you advice what this people, the nation, will do to your people"? So that Gemara says, "Am chalom azemi barilei." It should have been the opposite. It should have said, "I'm going to give you advice what your nation can do to this people." So Amar Rav Abba Bar Kahana, but Adam she kadam she mekalas atzma tolo kilos b'chem. It's like a person who curses himself, and he doesn't want to say this explicitly, so he hangs his curse on others, meaning he connects his curse. He says the curse others instead of trying to bring upon a curse to himself. There are different explanations what this means. Rashi says he didn't want to embarrass Balak in saying that, oh, they need help to stop the Bnei Israel. The Rashi also has an explanation in saying that, no, that the Torah itself changed the term, that the Pasuk did not want to say anything negative about the Bnei Israel, that Moab's going to cause the Bnei Israel suffering, so that they're going to be the recipients of this curse, so the Torah itself switched the language. The Marsha writes another explanation that Moab didn't want, even though in order to trap the Bnei Israel and cause them to sin, they needed to be mafkir, they needed to just render their daughters into znus, into immorality. that would be degrading to them. So therefore, they didn't say this explicitly as well. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, "Amar lo." So Bilam said to Balak, "Eloheim shel elu, the God of these sonizimahu, hates immorality. Behemis avim, the first refers to their God, not the God Bnei Yisrael, not Hashem, because he has a special relationship with the Bnei Yisrael. So behemis avim l'klei pishtim, and they like linen. Bnei Yisrael love to buy linen clothing. Bova siyacha eitz, I'm going to give you advice in order to trap them. Asi lahem klai, make tents for them. Voshibahem zonos, and place prostitutes there. Zekenim bibachuz, the other bibifneim, an elder one." And the outside, a young girl inside. Let them sell linen clothing to the Hebrews. So Balak made tents from these places, from Harshel to Beit Yishimot. And he placed zonot, he placed prostitutes in them. There's an older woman on the outside in the tent and a younger girl on the inside. When the Bnei Israel were eating and drinking and they were happy, and they went out to tour in the streets or the marketplace. Omeris lo zekena, the elder prostitute would sit outside, would say, "Yeta mavakesh klei pishtan, you want to buy? Don't you want to buy flax and clothing?" Zekena omeris lo b'shava, the elder one would say the price, what it really was. Yalda, the young girl who was inside, Omeris lo b'pachlos, and she would give a cheaper price. Shtai m'shalosh pamim, they would do this two or three times. V'achach Omeris lo, and afterwards the young girl would say to the Hebrew, "Hare ad keben bayis, you're like a member of my house. She bor latzbacha, go choose for yourself some nice clothing, mitzar tzurei shal yayin, amoni munach etzla, and pitchers of wine, amonit wine that were left with her." Adayin lo nesar yayin shel nachri. At that point, the wine of non-Jews was not forbidden. Amar lo, so the girl had said to the member, the Hebrew, the Israelite, the Jew, "Ritzoncha shetishta kol shel yayin, do you want to drink some wine?" Kevin shesasha barba. Once he drank and he got drunk, so his evil desire, his evil inclination burned within him. Amarlo, he said to the girl, "He shame ili, listen to me. In other words, I want to be intimate with you." Hotziah yirasa, she brought out her idol, mitoch cheka from her lap. Amarlo, she said to him, "Avalazah, worship this." Amarlo, he said to her, "Hello, Yehudiyani, I'm a Jew." Amarlo, he said to him, "Umaych balacha, who cares? Why should you care? Klum mevakshim cha elapir, all I want you to do is to defecate in front of this idol." He didn't know that was the way to worship this idol. More than that, and then after he did that, he said, "I'm not going to leave you until you deny the Torah of Moshe." So they came to buy Baal Peor, and they deviated from their path, and they worshiped Avodah Zarah. Because of their love for Znus, for morality, so they became disgusting that they denied God. The Gemara concludes, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim, and the Bnei Yisrael, they dwelt in Shittim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shittim Shma, the name of the place was Shittim. Rabbi Yishu Omer, Shenis Askub Di Rishus. It's called Shittim because they were involved in foolish matters. On this point, the Maral writes that this is actually a fundamental debate between Rabbi Lezer and Rishu. Rabbi Lezer says that sometimes people can sin, even to the extent that they will worship idolatry. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Rishu says, "Ein adam bali dechet, rak bishvil sheponim b'divrei Torah v'azu bali dechet." Person doesn't come to sin. He only comes to sin when he leaves divrei Torah, and then he comes to sin. What happened was, that's what he says. And in another place, he also says, that Adam balach lachet rak asher He's drawn to sin after he follows things that don't have anything, no substance. And then he comes to chet, and that's where the darshan, they're involved in divrei shtus. In other words, the reason why Bnei Yisrael engaged in this sin in Baal Peor, because they were involved in sinful behavior. It was a sinful behavior, the divrei aveira, which led to the avodah zarah. But tikred el am lezivche elokehem, and they, I'm sorry. So the Zivche Elohehen, and so what's his lashon of Vatikrena? The people, Rabbi Lez Omer, Arumos Pagubahem, that they actually first approached. They were unclothed when they came to the other gods, and Rabbi Yeshua Mer, Shenasu Kulam Balikriyam, from Balkeri, they all had seminal emissions. So again, we see the connection between the Yetzer Hara of Znus and the Yetzer Hara leading to Avodah Zarah.